So if I could, I would have like 6 different podcasts. I really truly would. And they would all be about completely different things because I love talking, I love teaching, and every single time I think about a new thing that I want to build in my business, part of my brain lights up and is like, ooh, let me start just a whole new podcast for that. And I know that you might be feeling that way too, or have felt that way in the past, or will feel that way in the future, right? So you think about starting a YouTube channel and a membership and writing a book and doing a course and running a webinar and launching a summit and launching a challenge and building a community, all of these things in the same quarter. But here's what I've had to accept and what I want to sit with you as you listen to this episode. I cannot do all of those things. And trust me, I want to so bad, but I cannot do all of those things. And you cannot do all of those things either, because we are moms, we are wives, we are business owners, we have families to take care of, and we have clients to support. And a podcast is not a toy. And what I mean by that is, like, it's not a hobby. A podcast is something that you have to commit to. And so in today's episode, I'm going to tell you exactly what happens when you don't go all in on the thing that you've already picked. And I'm going to use my own last 12 months as the example, because I've tried the webinar, I've tried the 3-month group coaching program, I've tried the 6-month group coaching program, I've tried these things and none of them worked. And I finally figured out why. So if you have a podcast and you've been quietly half committing to things while you're also thinking about 100 other things that you want to build, my friend, you're in good company and you are in exactly the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of 5, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. All right, so I'm just going to lay it all out transparently because I want you to know what this entire episode is leading up to, right? So I am launching something really, really amazing in August 2026, and I'm super excited about it. This is hands-on, it is focused, it is short, it is sweet. It is where we audit your podcast together in a real focused window. So if you're listening to this before August 12th, 2026, the link to get in is in the show notes, and I'm going to tell you more about it as we continue through this episode. And if you're listening to this after August of 2026, all the recordings from the sprint is going to live inside of the Moms Who Podcast membership at school.com/podcasters. Either way, stick with me because what I'm about to tell you is exactly why I'm running this sprint at all. Let me walk you through what I've actually tried in the last 12 months to teach this framework of the podcast audit system. That's what I call it. It's had so many different names, but the name that I keep coming back to and the name that I've currently landed on is the podcast audit system. And I'm going to tell you what I've tried in the last 12 months to teach this audit system to podcasters. And I'm going to be super honest with you because I know that I'm not alone and I think that you need to hear this. Because if you are in my school community, or if you've been receiving any of my emails over the past year, or watched my YouTube videos, or if you listen to this podcast, you've probably watched and heard me do all of this in real time. So the first version of this program was August of 2025, when I was like, okay, I want to do like a beta group coaching program of some sort. And so I tried to get a beta round. I got a few people interested, and for multiple different reasons, it just didn't stick. After that, I was like, okay, I kept on trying it. Like, I kept on launching this beta round and it just wasn't really truly working. So the first version of this was in August of 2025. So literally right around a year ago. And I was like, okay, I have this idea and I want to see, you know, who's interested. So I got a few people who were interested and they were in the beta version of this. It didn't have a name yet. And for multiple reasons, it just didn't work out. And so then I was like, okay, let's try it again. So I tried to launch a beta version of this program again. Same thing, it didn't work. And I did it again. And this time I was like, okay, it's a 3-month group coaching program. And then I was like, okay, wait, maybe it's a 6-month group coaching program. And this was actually really, really hard for me to like decide. And then I had this bright idea as I was building out the curriculum for this program to do a challenge in my school community. And this challenge was called the Fix My Podcast Challenge. And when I tell you, I was incredibly excited about this challenge. I thought it was a great idea. And I tried to also launch a membership around the same time, which would be my second time launching a membership. And surprise, surprise, that didn't go very well. And so there's actually a few reasons why it didn't go that well. But the main reason that this didn't go well is because I was literally simultaneously building the curriculum for the podcast audit system. And then I decided to do a challenge on top of that. And so I was literally, without realizing it, I was just taking what I've created in the audit system curriculum and I was turning it into like a challenge. So it was basically the same thing, essentially. And so that didn't work. And then I was like, okay, I really believe in this idea, so I'm going to do a webinar. And I did that in February for the very first time, and it was super scary, but it was amazing, and I loved it, and a lot of people loved it too. And I realized, though, that that wasn't going to work as far as like, it wasn't going to be something that I was going to do the same way. Like I knew that it needed to be different, right? Like I needed to learn and, you know, make it better and all that good stuff. So then I was at a standstill with the group coaching program. And that's when I decided to really, well, I prayed about it for one, but I did that. And I really try hard to not look at like what other people are doing. But of course, it's nice to get inspiration from the people who are inspiring and encouraging and doing really cool stuff. And if you can take something and make it your own, I'm a huge fan of that, right? So I was like, you know what? I really, well, first of all, memberships, they can be annoying, right? Like it's another monthly fee. You know, bills are already so high, things are expensive. And I really didn't really see myself having like a membership, mostly because I didn't know how to do it. And I still don't, by the way. But anyway, long story short, I decided to fold the group coaching program into a membership. So now for $47 a month at the time of this recording, you can get access to my launch curriculum, my audit curriculum. You get access to me in the DMs one-on-one. And also we have calls every week. That's just to name a few. So this worked out really well because it's basically everything that I've already had, everything that I was already doing. And the price point felt good to me because I'm still currently, you know, iterating and adding things and, you know, just overall perfecting what this is, right? So when I look back at all of those iterations and all of the pivots and all of the times that I said, okay, like this format is going to be the one, is I was not really giving any of that my all. Like when I first launched the beta round, I could have went so hard and I didn't. And I mean that in a few ways, like in so many different ways, I could have went all in. But I was building each one while I was doing the podcast and while I was doing YouTube and while I was trying to, you know, show up on Instagram at one point and while I was doing my free school community and doing client work and parenting 5 kids and being a wife. And so every version of the audit system was not getting my full attention. And so I had to understand that every single one of those versions of the audit system offers didn't fail because it was wrong or because people didn't want it. The webinar didn't fail because webinars are like broken. The 3-month coaching program that I tried, it didn't fail because, you know, 3 months is a bad number. You know, the 6-month coaching program didn't fail because 6 months is way too long, right? Like every single one of these things didn't work because I was not fully in it while I was doing it. I was already thinking about the next thing. I was already thinking about the next iteration before the current iteration had the chance to marinate. And half committing to something doesn't always look like laziness, right? That's what I want you to hear, okay? Half committing looks like starting something and then 2 weeks in, starting to plan the next thing because this one's not getting traction fast enough, right? Like, can I get an amen? You know, like half committing is launching a program while you're also planning a webinar, while you're also signing up to speak about something, while you're also thinking about a course and thinking about a membership and all of this while you're being busy, which is why it is so hard to catch yourself doing it, because sometimes busy work, like I don't even really quite have the words for it right now. And I know that I've heard it before, but sometimes like being busy isn't really being productive. And so what I finally realized is that until I put my full weight behind one version of this and let it actually run for a real window of time with my full attention, my full marketing, my full teaching energy, my full commitment, I was never going to know if any of them worked. I was never really going to know truly how it could have gone because I never really gave any of those things a chance. But okay, so let me turn this back over to you because I know that you did not come on here to hear me process my entire past 12 months, right? You came to figure out what to do with your podcast. And here is what half committing to your podcast actually looks like for you from where I see it. Here are the signs if you are not fully committed, right? You publish episodes, but you don't promote them consistently. Why? Why are you not promoting them consistently? And you know what? When I tell you, I have not touched Instagram or Threads. Well, let me actually back up. I have not touched Instagram in over a year about any podcast episodes. And I have not touched Threads in, I don't know, multiple months now. I do show up on Threads more than Instagram. I also am not the greatest at emailing my list either. So it's like, yes, I do as I say, not as I do. Okay. But you're taking time to record your podcast. Why are you not promoting it? And why are you not taking 5 minutes to talk about it? You're showing up, but you're not emailing your list. And by the next week, you've already moved on to the next episode. Another sign is you haven't looked at your podcast analytics because deep down, you don't even want to know. Or if you are looking at your analytics, you're just like overwhelmed and you're not sure, is this good? Is this bad? Another sign is you're already daydreaming about your next platform or your next format when the current evolution of your podcast hasn't even gotten your full weight yet. Another sign is you're recording, but you're recording between all the other things that you're trying to build. So the recording basically gets whatever energy is left, which is usually not much. But none of that means that you don't love your podcast. None of that means that you need to pause it or that anything is wrong. It just means that you haven't given your podcast your full commitment. And your podcast, like every other thing that you build, it can tell. And so here's what I want to say to you. And I want to say it as lovingly and as directly as I can. You have to go all in on your podcast. And I know what part of your brain is doing right now. It's saying, but wait, does that only mean I can only ever have a podcast forever and I can never launch a YouTube or do a course or write a book? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. So let me tell you what it does mean. Let me tell you what I actually mean by that. Here's what going all in actually means. It means a full commitment to the season that you're in. So while you are building the podcast gets your weight, not the leftover weight from all the other projects, but the actual weight. It also means that you need a real window of time before you evaluate whether it's working. This is with anything, okay? So many people launch a podcast and they're like, oh, it's not working. Or like me, I launched a workshop, which I knew that I needed to, you know, iterate and change that. But I tried this beta program many, many times, but I didn't give it long enough at all to actually see if it was working. You need more than 2 weeks. You need more than 2 months. You need a real working window 6 months at minimum, a year is even better, because during that window, you do not allow yourself to start planning the next pivot until the current version has actually had the chance to breathe. Going all in also means tying it to your business and not treating it like a hobby. Because if the podcast is not tied to the business, it is simply entertainment. And entertainment can be a hobby, but it's not going to carry the weight of a business. And my friend, if you're anything like me, you do not have time for a hobby. You have a family and you have clients and you have a life and you have a business. You don't have time for that. And so going all in on your podcast right now doesn't mean you can never get to do YouTube or, you know, write the book or launch the course. It means that those things come later if they need to, right? After you have given time and attention and after you let it show you what it can do because you are locked in and you are focused. And let me give you an example what this looks like of going all in and what it actually means in my business. Because I told you at the top of this episode, I've been half committing to a lot of things for a very, very long time. I have been half committing to the podcast and actually admitting that as a podcast manager, as a podcast strategist, that's actually really vulnerable of me to admit, but it's true. And I have, when I tell you, I have been iterating, and I've said that word a lot in this episode. That must be like my word of the month or something, but I have been iterating the podcast audit framework for over a year, and I have not yet audited my podcast at all. This podcast premiered on January 2nd, 2023. Okay, the trailer dropped in December 2022. Friend, we're in July 2026. And I haven't touched any episode at all since December 2022. So I have been half committing. And with my membership that it is now, I have been half committing. I've been trying to do this program and, you know, trying to make that work. And I finally, it's been over a month now, finally made the decision to roll it into a membership. Why? Because that's what's going to work for me. And that's what's going to work for the women inside of the Moms Who Podcast community. Because we're moms, we are busy. And if they need to cancel, I want them to be able to cancel. If they want to hang around for a year, I want them to be able to do that. If they have 3 months or they launch their podcast in 3 months, fan-freaking-tastic. But I'm going to make dang sure that as soon as they join, they know exactly what they're getting. They know exactly where to start. I actually built this really cool thing called the PPP. That's probably not the best thing to say, but like it looks a lot better when it's written out, but it's the personalized podcast plan. And so every member who joins, they fill out this quick onboarding form, and then I give them a personalized plan where they are and where exactly they need to start. Because not everybody needs to start in the same exact place in the curriculum. And so I'm super excited about that, but I'm going to make dang sure that the people who are in the membership want to come back. And so I got so much in store and I'm super excited about how it has gone so far, but I am only committing to 4 things. I am going to do 1 workshop per month, which are going to start back up in August. I'm going to do this live challenge that I told you about, the podcast, of course, the one you're listening to right now, and my YouTube channel. Both of those, the podcast and YouTube, once a week. Now, I actually have more, but like those are the main things. The other like supporting things is emailing my list once a week and also being very active in the school community as far as like posting and commenting and all that good stuff. And that's a lot. And that's not even including the summit that I want to do twice a year that I am really hoping to do in 2027. And so the Instagram posts, the threads, any type of social media, if I have time. And I have been loving the thought of social media lately and short form content, which is actually incredibly wild of me to say. And so anything outside of that are just things that I need to say no to. And that can be really hard. And I will tell you, I have had a few speaking opportunities over the summer, which have been incredibly amazing, and I have two more coming up. And so I'm being incredibly, you know, picky about the things that I say yes to, but also the things that I want to pitch myself to when it comes to being a part of a summit or a bundle or whatever. And so that's what going all in looks like for me right now. And I want you to think about what your version of that list might be. And it's not a life sentence, okay? I mean, take it 30 days at a time, 60 days, 90 days at a time. It's not a life sentence. It's just for a season so that you can do the repetitive, boring things. And I am a huge fan of Alex Hormozi, and I feel like he says this all the time, but the boring, repetitive stuff is what is going to move the needle. I truly 1000% believe that. And you know what is boring and repetitive? Auditing your podcast. Because as business evolves and grows, you have to audit your podcast. You have to literally go back to the first episode, no matter how many episodes you have. And I have seen people with 500, 900, over 1,000 episodes. You gotta go back and look at each and every one of those podcast episodes individually. And I know that sounds crazy. And it's like, well, what's the point? There is a point. I'm telling you, people find your show years from now. This episode, people will be listening next year or even in 2028. And it's all still incredibly valid. And so when they find this episode a year or 2 years from now, the links are going to be working. They're not going to go to a dead page, right? So I just believe in that so much. And with that being said, let me say the really hard thing, because it needs to be said. You can't afford to waste your breath on your podcast. And I mean that literally, because every episode you record is time that you're not with your kids, is time that you're not with your husband, is time that you're not watching Love Island when you have a little bit of time, right? Like every episode is time that you're not with the client. It's time that you are not resting or working out or eating or being with your family. So if the podcast is not tied to your business and it's not actually serving the family that you're trying to feed, what is it doing? And I'm not asking that to be, you know, harsh. I'm asking it because most podcasters that I audit, they've never actually sat down and asked themselves that question. Their podcast has literally just become something that they do out of habit and not out of strategy. And it can be both. Like, it can be a habit and also a strategy. It can also be fun, but it can also bring us income. And so going all in on your podcast is not about, you know, just giving it your time. It's about making sure that the time you're giving it is actually going towards something that actually matters, which means that the podcast has to be tied to the business, and every single episode has to have a job. And the job of the podcast overall has to be moving the business forward. Otherwise, you are literally just wasting your breath, and your breath is finite. And so is mine, and so is every mom who podcasts, who is trying to build something real. And I literally just watched this happen in real time with a member of the Moms Who Podcast membership. So 4 days after we got off of a call together, where I told her exactly what I'm telling you, to go all in on one path, tie your content to your business. And this was simply because she was listening to my podcast, which I love hearing that so much. She booked a one-on-one client 4 days later. And what is even extra cool about this is the fact that, yes, she obviously has a podcast, but her podcast feed on like Apple hasn't even been updated since 2023. Okay, Pamela, so how did she get a client if she hasn't updated her feed in over a year since 2023? Well, I'll tell you, because she also has a YouTube channel, and her podcast episode, she put that on YouTube. She emailed it to her list, but it was unlisted. How crazy is that? It's literally not even a public video, but she took my framework, emailed it to her list, and completely changed the structure of her episode. And she booked a one-on-one client. And that is what happens when the podcast and the business are going in the same direction and you finally go all in. And before I tell you exactly what I'm launching, I want you to know that this podcast audit sprint that I'm about to talk about, there's actually something super exciting happening before that on Monday, August 10th. I'm running a free live workshop called the Podcast Makeover Live, where I'm actually going to make over a real podcaster's old episodes right in front of you. It is the doorway into every single thing that I'm about to tell you about when it comes to the podcast audit sprint. So come to the workshop first if you can, PamelaCrista.com/workshop. And of course, the link is in the show notes. All right. So I told you what I'm doing about this in my own business and how I want to help you do the same. Because I told you at the top of the episode that I am launching a podcast audit sprint starting August 12th of 2026. And so now that you've heard the why, let me tell you the what, okay? So this is the part where I get to tell you what the podcast audit sprint actually is and how I want to help you do the same thing that I have been telling you to do this entire episode. So I am launching, again, it is called the podcast audit sprint. And here is what it is. It is a 4-week sprint that is going to be inside of the Moms Who Podcast membership. So there is going to be daily actions every single day, Monday through Friday, one small thing a day. The weekends are obviously off because we are moms and weekends are for catching up, not new work, right? So week one, we are going to lock in the internal. So we're going to lock your foundation, your dream listener in one sentence, your offers with live links ready to go, and one primary conversion goal. We're going to do keyword research. We are going to map your listener journey because if the foundation is wobbly, everything else is downstream from there. Week number two, we're going to hit the outside of your show. This is your name, your author name, your cover art, right? Your description. We're going to rework all those things with your dream listener in mind and what they're actually searching for. And we're going to build your podcast calendar, planning your next episodes, your future episodes with intention. Week number three, we're going to get into the tech and the structure. So if you need to migrate your podcast host, if you need to update your intro, your outro, your trailer, your episode structure, and your tech stack, and we're going to be going back to the very, very, very first episode to audit. And then week number four is the payoff. I'm so excited about this. My episode audit tool is going to literally help you do this so easy. It's going to help you audit your episodes all the way from episode number one. You obviously, as the human being, are going to judge the output, but then you are going to implement that right into your podcast host. And so from then on, it's just a repeatable thing that you will do. You will audit every single one of your episodes. And also going forward, you are going to have a clear structure on how your episodes should be set up to attract your dream listeners. So again, this starts on August 12th, 2026. There's going to be a really, really amazing kickoff call, and there's no like separate payment or anything for the sprint. It is literally $47. It's wrapped right inside of the membership. So if you're in the membership, you will have access automatically. There's no upsell, there's no add-on, there's nothing else. It's just auditing our podcast. And yeah, the only thing that you need to do is be in the membership and you will have access. And of course, you can cancel at any time and you're going to get the daily actions. You're going to get the kickoff call, the weekly calls, and the Monday through Friday one-on-one DM access to me. And then you're also going to get access to the episode audit tool that will be released week four to make this as seamless for you as possible. And I want to be super honest with you about why I'm doing it the way that I'm doing it, because you can literally join right now and get the curriculum because it's literally been inside of the membership for months. But I feel like there's something so special about accountability and about doing it with somebody. And so I feel like the momentum from that has been missing, and you know, the company. And so doing it together is going to be so much fun. One small action every single day. And so if you are listening to this after August, please do not stress if it's already ran or wrapped up. Every daily drop, all the calls, and the tool, and the episode audit tool itself is all inside of the membership. So that is going to be on demand whenever you're ready to actually go all in and audit your podcast. Okay, I feel like that was a lot. And I know that, you know, this could have been a little bit on the heavy side, but hopefully you feel a little bit lighter. And if not, if you don't, DM me on school so we can talk about it. But you can't half commit your way to a podcast that grows your business. And again, this is just said with so much love and grace. and understanding, right? But you have to just give it your all for a real amount of time. And it needs to be tied to something real that your business is actually trying to do. And no, that doesn't mean that you're locked into your offers or that version of your business forever. It just means that you're committing to the season that you're in, which is literally what entrepreneurship is. It's figuring it out and pivoting and growing and evolving, because there's not one day that's the same. There's always growth happening. So that is what actually going all in on your podcast looks like. And you don't have to build everything all at once. You just have to build one thing all the way, one small step at a time. And right now, if you're listening to this episode still, that thing is your podcast. So if you're still listening to this, what are you waiting for? Head to the show notes and click the link so that you can get on the wait list for the podcast audit sprint. Or better yet, go ahead and join the free school community so that you can get updates on all of the things. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.